Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klamim He, Simon Dalit. Yizurma Oid Lerma Divrei Torah La Shulchan. A person has to be very careful to discuss Torah while he's during his meal. Shekhol Shulchan Shalei Omer Olav Divrei Torah Kilo Achul Mezibchei Mesim. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Zavos that if a person, that if you have a group of three people together by the table, and they do not say Divrei Torah while they're eating together, it's as if they ate Mezibchei Mesim. Mezibchei Mesim is the name Chazal used to refer to karbonos which are brought to Avodah Zorah. Va'ayin b'nishmas odom pirush l'mishnah zu. So the Chayodim refers you to his sefer nishmas odom, where he explained this Mishnah, Gimel Shachlo B'lai Omer Divrei, that this Mishnah, which talks about three people who ate together and did not say Divrei Torah, it is as if they ate Mezibchei Mesim. And B'tira Ernesh HaGadol K'she'en Omerim Divrei Torah U'me'asochar Sh'omerim Divrei Torah. And there in the Nishma Sodom, you will see the trend is punishment for a person, people who eat together and do not say Divrei Torah, and the reward for those who do say Divrei Torah. So now the Nishma Sodom is a pirush that the Chayyadim wrote on various different points where he wanted to elaborate on what he said in the Chayyadim. And the Nishma Sodom over here talks about this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's a different if Mezibchei Mesim, because it says Ki Kol Shulchanos Malu Ki Tzoya Bli Makom. So the tables, which they brought to their Avodah Zorah to the Kabbonis of Avodah Zorah to, which means the Mizbechos, were full of Ki Tzoya when a person would vomit up Bli Makom without any space left. It was totally covered. But if a person eats, says they retire on the table, it's as if they ate from the shulchan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, zeh shulchan shalifnei Hashem. So the Chayyadim wants to understand what is the comparison to ki tzoya. So ki tzoya, when a person vomits something up, means that the body totally refuses to accept this. The natural instinct of the body is to absorb food, and here the body is totally rejecting this food. It says everything in the world, even with taiva, even whatever the issues are, it has a makom in the world, it has a place in the world. But Avodah Zorah is the one thing which has no place at all in the world. It's totally outside of the normal reality of the world. The Russian made a world which belongs to him. And the idea that a person should then turn around and be marker of a korban to Avodah Zorah, it totally doesn't fit. So it's Bli Makom, it has no place in this world, as the Mishnah says. It's Bli Makom, it has no place. So that's something which the normal reaction is we should reject that. The idea that a person takes the act of achila, which is a natural act, and its purpose is to give the person the ability to have strength to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc., and takes it and makes it into this action which has no Divrei Torah in it, which he totally voids it of any higher purpose. We need to understand that it's Pselus Gomer. He's taken something which has a purpose of, the purpose of food is to give us strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's voided it from any function of such. So that's comparable in that sense to the world of Avodah Zorah, where it's voided of any function, true function in this world. So Bli Makom, it doesn't really fit in this world. It has no place in this world, such an action. But the second half of the Mishnah, that we recognize that nowadays the shulchan of a person's table can be the source of replacing the mizbeach. The mizbeach was to take that which is physical in this world and give it a purpose and give it a higher function and make it have a place in the true purpose of the world. A person can use his table for that purpose, and that's expressed by the idea of raising the table up through using it as a form of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Divrei Torah. He also touches on the idea why it's three versus one or two. And when the Maharal talks about the number three, the Maharal points out that you cannot close a picture. One something is a point, two something can create a line. The smallest number which allows you to complete a full circuit is three. A triangle is closed. It brings three points together. That the process of three people allows for two extremes and something in the middle. The three always represents that idea. So a certain element of shlemus which comes with three, when three people together can't come to the shlemus of recognizing the importance of learning, we have a problem. The one or two by themselves doesn't have that same level of lacking, because a person by himself, or even two, they sometimes can't find the middle ground. But you have three already, there should be a middle ground, and that middle ground should be a purpose of Avodas Hashem. So that's a little bit of understanding of that Mishnah. Chayyadim says, Akuponim Yomer Eza Mizmor, at least say a capital Tillim, something. Of a minig Torah Yomer Acher Birch HaZamoitzi, Mizmor L'Dobir Hashem Roi, Shehi Hutara Begam Tvil Alam Zayim Yisov. So it's Divrei Torah, because the capital of Tillim, and it's a tefillah that the Bereshim should be, make sure that Lo Yechzor, I should not be missing anything. It's appropriate during your meal to find some act of tefillah that the Bereshim should please make sure that I continue to have mazon. Some people have the meaning of the same as with the David, between Al and Til Sedaim and Hamoitzi. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down and says it's not a hafsek because it has its purpose of tefillah mazon. So, but the Chayyadim seems to prefer to say it after Birchas HaMotzi, and you'll gain the fact that you're saying it during the meal, so it'll form as it'll fill the function of saying Divrei Torah al HaShulchan. Have a good day.